107.5 GCI, the shy's number one for hip hop and R&B. Kyle, Kendra G, and Leon. We are the Chicago Morning Takeover.
Yes, sir.
On this Monday morning, man, we are introducing to you Chicago, man. Somebody in the studio right now who's going to let you know exactly how your life is going to play out for the next 27.
Okay, Kyle doesn't believe. I can just tell in his sarcastic way.
No, but I do like to have fun with it, though. We have psychic medium Susan Rowland here. And I will explain my past experiences with psychics on the show a little bit later, but we are happy to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yes. And I'm already having fun with you, so thank you.
Yeah, you already wrote down my birthday, so I'm scared.
Yeah, look out now, okay? I will say you are very blunt, and that is his persona.
Sometimes.
He says it the way it is, but I like it, because you know what? I think people always know and know how they stand with you. So I will say that. And I think you'll try everything once, twice if you like it. I think that part I will say.
That's funny.
I want to ask you a couple questions. Sure. So when did you realize that you had this psychic ability, this medium ability?
You know, I tell the story a lot, and I think people who follow me know it to death, but I'm going to say it. You know, when I was six, my grandfather had passed, and my mother didn't think we were old enough to go to the wake and funeral. She didn't want us there. And when I say us, my two brothers at the time and myself. So we weren't allowed to go. And I remember after the funeral, my mother was on top of a chair in front of a cabinet. And she was looking at pictures. And I says, Mom, what are you looking at? She goes, they're not for your eyes to see. And I remember her putting those pictures back in an envelope and putting them all the way on the top, you know, shelf. And she took the chair away. And, you know, what a kid's going to do? Wait till their mother goes and they're going to want to go up there and see.
Right.
So I did. And I remember even the chair wasn't big enough. I had to climb on the shelves. And I look at the envelope and they had these pictures of my deceased grandfather in a casket. And he looked very peaceful. He didn't look scary. He looked very peaceful, like he was sleeping. The flowers were around. And that's when I made the correlation. I thought, how could he be there when he was here, right in front of me? So I didn't know the difference up until that moment of a spirit and a spirit being passed.
So you were seeing your grandfather after he passed up?
Yes, I did. But I didn't know. I was 6 years old and I just figured, okay. This is where it brings me to tell people, you know, children, you know, babies, they can see spirit because they're very pure. If you look at animals, you look at children, they are not tainted. So they will see spirit, but they will not look at it as spirit, like it's translucent, is it a ghost? No, they will see just like you and I. That's why there's been so many findings with children who've never met their deceased loved ones, but yet they know everything about them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's no cause to lie. Children that small cannot lie.
Can I, you know what's funny about that?
Yeah.
So before my son, my last son was born, my younger daughter, We used to be like, yo, who are you talking to? She's like, oh, you know, my imaginary friend, Charlie. You know what I'm saying? And she would always ask about, one day I'm going to have a little brother, and she's going to have this imaginary friend, Charlie. And then, like, a little bit later, like, Carson was born. And we were like, maybe Carson was actually Charlie.
It could have been.
It could have.
You know what? That's actually a great point. It could have been.
Well, that's interesting how you said that children, animals, mm-hmm. are connected. I say that all the time. Like
I
say that all the time. That we have direct relation to animals in some aspect. I have a pet dog named Dexter, and mm-hmm. he sits sometime and he stares off. And I always said, it's my father talking mm-hmm. to him, because mm-hmm. it's the only way he would act when my father talked to him. And my wife thought I was crazy. I'm like, nah, mm-hmm. watch out, he'll go nuts. But then certain point in times of the day, he'll just sit there. And it used to scare the hell out of me. But I'm like, I'm not saying that I don't believe that there are spirits around us every day.
Right.
I know it, like, from the energy and vibe. But when you mm-hmm. come into a room, I can tell something's about to go down. Mm-hmm. Let me get up out of here, because this is not the right environment. Do I think that I'm somewhat skeptical that I think that everybody can talk to these spirits?
No.
Or pull that out of you? Absolutely I am, because I don't trust human beings all the time.
No, I get it, and you're right. I don't think everybody can talk to spirit, because I don't think they know how to channel it, and I don't think that they know how to have the ability. You know, people ask me all the time, doesn't everybody have the gift? I says, everybody has intuition. Mm. But like I always tell people, okay, not everybody could sing, but not everybody could sing, say, like Barbara Streisand. It's beautiful,
right?
Okay, so I say that to people because there are different levels. When we come into this life, and everybody, we come in different levels to what we need to learn to experience for our soul growth. Your reason for being here is different than yours and mine and your everybody, even your children. Everybody comes on their own level.
Well, let me stop you right there because we're going to take this break and we're going to come back and we're going to find out a little bit more about what you're doing. I know the phone lines are lighting up. 312-591-1075. Psychic medium Susan Rowland is hanging out with us this morning. And we're going to get to the fun stuff when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's take this break. 21 Savage is on the way right now, though. His TLC with no scrubs is GCI. 107.5 GCI, the size number one for hip-hop and R&B, Kyle, Kendra G, and Leon, the Chicago Morning Takeover. We have psychic medium Susan Rowland hanging out with us. It's been a pleasure so far, man, just kind of getting a little bit of insight on what it is and how it is you do your thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I do in-person sessions in my Oak Brook office, and I do phone sessions. And, you know, to me, people always say, which is better, phone, in-person's got to be in better. I always say, energy's energy. It's going to come through.
I want to talk to you about, we ask a lot of people who are very religious to listen to our show, and they don't believe in psychics.
Yeah.
So what do you say to the people that are very religious, and you also said off the air, but I want you to explain it further, that you don't believe in a hell.
No, I don't. I really don't. I never have believed in hell, because I always say God's very loving, and I always say God gets a bad rap. Everybody has this pre-notion of, you know, God's going to punish you, and God's going to do this. God's going to give us every opportunity to get it right. Everything's free will. And I do believe in angels. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Blessed Mother. I do believe in all of that. And I, you know, I am not into, you know, I get people like, you know, they'll tell me, listen, I broke up with my boyfriend. Can you put a spell and have him love me? Are you kidding me? I'm like, no.
Send a raven like Game of Thrones.
You know. But with the flowers, though, we always about this. Okay, if you're psychic, why don't you play the lotto?
I get that all the time.
Yeah, so answer that.
Let's answer that question. But now that's a great question.
I would abuse my power.
If you have this gift and you start abusing it, even with the way you handle people, I truly believe you're going to lose that gift.
Mm-hmm. Now, but you'll be rich already, so.
Well, I am rich. I have a great husband, and I got a beautiful daughter.
Okay, I got
a dear, dear friend. I have many friends, and I've got a dear, dearest friend. Mayor, I hope you're listening. I love you.
So rich not in money, you think richer in life.
And absolutely. Yeah. Right.
Now, I want to go back to the hell thing, because we were talking about this offline.
Yeah.
So if I'm a firm believer that we're living in hell now, and it can only get better. You said you disagree with that.
I disagree.
And I'm gonna get But the reason why I say that is, okay, so when we talk about God as a loving God and the angels are there to protect over us, then why do we have so many heinous things happen on this earth? And I know it's free will, but if an angel is supposed to be there to look out for you and protect you, then a 10-year-old shouldn't be killed. An old lady shouldn't have her house broken into and be brutally beaten. So this is why I always say hell is here now and it can only get better.
You're right on that, but I'll tell you, if you look at all the heinous crimes that have happened, look at the flip side to what comes out of it. Okay? Look at how far we come by educating ourselves to what we have to learn in soul growth. Now, think about that very carefully. You know, I was watching the Global Awards last night, and Golden Globe. And I was listening to Oprah's speech, and I thought it was just beautiful. And she was talking about Rosa Parks, and she was talking about everything that she had gone through, but look at the change that had happened. So I do think, here's what I say. Earth here, our life here, is school. It's not hell. We have to learn. And sometimes we have some really heinous things that we have to go through. But I think it's not what we're thrown, it's how we pick ourselves up. How are we going to be a better person? That's the test. Are we going to stay bitter? Are we going to stay the perpetual victim? Or are we going to do something? You know, everything good can come out of something that's bad by how we transfer it and how we think. So, yeah, we've got a lot of bad things that happen. But then it just depends what we're going to do with it. And I truly believe that is the soul growth.
Was that person's destiny then?
Yes.
For that to happen to them?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right,
that's a whole nother show, right? I would love to talk about that more. That's a whole nother show.
I know we got to go, but I want to add on to that.
Yeah.
The Dave Chappelle that we were just all talking about, he talks about the story of Emmett Till, who's from Chicago, and how we can all agree a 14-year-old boy being beat it like that. But it started off the Civil Rights Movement.
That's right.
And without that movement, would we be here today? So that's another example of what you just said.
Thank you. And you're getting it. It's deep. No, guys, it's deep. Wait, first of all, if everything nothing happened, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, that's called heaven. We'd be in a perfect world. Mm. Wait a minute.
I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm not saying that bad things can't happen, but when you get to a level, a certain level, there's levels of bad, let's be honest. Just like there's levels of murder, there's levels of everything. So when I see a 10-year-old get up, like Tyshawn Lee, for example, that's something that really affected me, and that wasn't even my child, but to hear a 10-year-old being taken out into an alley and being executed, that I question, and from the spirit world, why would you let something happen to an angel like that? Well, and then tell me, how did we learn from that? What did we learn from that? Or how did we get better from that?
Before you answer that question, we have to get into the song right now. And we're going to come back with more, okay? Psychic medium Susan Rowland is hanging out with us. Right now it's 21 Savage, GCI. All right, so we got Stephanie on the line right now.
You call her Stephanie?
I call her. Stephanie's birthday is October the 14th. Stephanie, what's your question for Psychic Susan?
Okay, so I've been single for like 4 years. Like, not single because I've been dating, but I haven't found nobody that really caught my attention. So I'm trying to see, like, will I find someone that's going to catch my attention or, like, what?
That's a great question, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, here's the thing that I want to tell you. Everybody that you're looking at is sort of a little not in your level. Sorry to say that to you, but they're just not. That's why you're hitting a brick wall, okay? You need somebody, number one. You're very strong. You're a strong figure. I already know you are. So you need somebody who's got no ego, who's going to understand you and not try to change you.
Yeah.
I know. I see it. Because, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. You stay the way you are. There's nothing wrong with strength. But there are some people that find that threatening. So you need to look a little bit outside your box, more on your level. And that's where you're going to start finding. And do me a favor. Don't look at the outside. Look at the inside.
Oh, my God.
I'm just being honest here. Well, no offense to you, Stephanie. I like you. But a little bit of that shallowness on the outside, and that does not hold up very long. So when you kind of change your pattern and your routine and how you're looking, you're going to find them. Okay? But don't look at what they've got. Look at what they're going to give you.
Oh, my God.
On the inside, okay? And by the way, each relationship has to be mutual. Okay? Whatever you're putting into the relationship, you should be taking away with just as much for you. Now, that is a relationship that will last. Okay? Mm. If it's one-sided, keep walking. Okay? You don't need it.
Oh, all right, shallow gosh. Stephanie, and you stop, got that?
And stop having dishes in your sink when they come over your house.
Like, you don't put them in the oven? Don't you remember those days? Put them in the oven.
That's funny, yo. All right, let's keep it going. We got Brittany on the line right now. Brittany's birthday is January the 4th. Brittany, what is your question for Psychic Susan?
Hi, I'm starting a new job today. I want to know, how will my job go?
Hey, Brittany, I like your question. You are a very responsible soul, let me tell you. I get this. First of all, you have anxiety, I can tell you already. You're a little worrywart, and you want to make sure everything is perfect. So it's going to go well, because this is who you are. Do me a favor, be you. Here's what you do wrong. Sorry to tell you this. You overplay situations over and over and over again, and you get way too ahead of yourself. And half the things that you worry about are not even going to manifest. Stay grounded. You're going to be just fine. I don't worry about your responsibility because it's high on the Richter scale. So just go, be who you are, and you will do well. Anything you do, you will do well because you're a perfectionist.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yes.
Now, I want you to do something. Before you go in to work today, breathe. Okay? Pay attention to your breathing. Go to the bathroom, go in the stall, take a couple of deep breaths, and just say, I know what I'm doing. Because you do. Your thoughts, and you overthink things, gets you crazy. Okay?
Oh. Okay.
Good luck. You're going to do great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't get too crazy, Brittany. All right, we got Nadia on the line right now. Nadia's birthday is March 2nd. Nadia, what is your question for Psychic Susan?
Just want to see what my next couple of months hold for me.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good, thank you. Good, good, good. You know, I got to tell you, you're all over the map. I think, I don't know why I'm getting this, but I feel like you're here, there, and everywhere. Is this true?
Yep.
You bite off a little bit more than what you could chew.
Basically.
Okay. I love your heart, by the way. You've got a great heart. But do me a favor. Zoom in on your limits and your balances. So if you stick with the one thing that you really like, you're going to do good. Focus on it, because you get easily distracted, derailed. So I do want, you know what? You just want to please everybody, and I love that, but you got to please yourself and focus in. So if you want to know what your purpose is in this lifetime, I got to tell you, zoom in on your limits and your balances. Because you lose that, and when you lose that, that's why you're all over the map. So I will say one thing. You should deal with the public, because you have this way where you do well. You have a humanitarian side to you. Is this true?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's something that I think is crucial to your happiness. So you should do something. Yeah. And I don't care if you're teaching, if you're in the medical field, just do.
I am in the medical field.
Thank you. But that's what I'm getting with you. Okay. So focus in. Now, here's what I want to say. If you really want to know what the next month's, if you really like what you're doing, take a class and further it. You should stay in the medical field, because you have a good sixth sense. I always say, what makes a great doctor, a great nurse, or anybody in the medical field? Well, a good doctor is somebody who goes to school and gets good grades. A great doctor or a great nurse uses intuition. Mm. This is what's going to carry you to know what you should do with your patients. So stay the course. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. You're going to do great.
Man, she's been answering phones. Even some people that didn't necessarily go on air, we're still taking your phone calls, 312-591-1075. But it's been a good time hanging out with Susan this morning.
Okay, so I got a question for Leanna Kyle, because I know you guys are both kind of skeptical. Yes. Before she came, where do you stand an hour later?
In the same place. Here's what I was explaining to Kendra, Susan. I said, I do believe that this ability that you're displaying today, it exists.
Yeah.
In my experience, when, you know, I've been on radio shows for years now. Mm-hmm. We've had different people come on and do the same thing. But I've had specifically people tell me things are going to happen in my life that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, I was going to move to Tennessee and marry a white woman. That never happened.
That was your fault. You didn't follow the signs.
Well, you know, things like that.
I'll get people that'll come in my office and they'll see other psychics and they'll say, I was supposed to do that, just like what you said.
Right.
And I just start laughing. And they'll say, see, this isn't going to happen. I said, no, but this is what I do see happening.
Right.
And then I'll tell them. And then about 6 months later, they always send me an email all the time saying, hey, you said I was going to get another job. You said I was going to relocate. You said my husband was going to be, you know, never going to leave here, and he ended up getting the job. So, you know, those things, yes. But here's another thing I do want to point out, mm-hmm. okay? Just because, and I'm not saying across the board,
right.
you have to connect with the right psychic medium. Mm-hmm. Somebody that, you know, first of all, has a good track record, who is very reputable. Number one, you don't want to go to the flashing lights people, okay?
Right.
You don't want to do that. No.
Sideshow
comedy. Really, please don't do that, because you know what? Those people, I hate to say it, it gives people like me a bad light, and honestly. But you want to connect, and you know, I have people that are psyche junkies. They go from one psychic to another. What are you doing?
Like dope things.
Don't do that. Go with somebody that you really feel a rapport, a connection that has been right. And then you could go from there. Now, if you go to somebody who's reputable and they say, hey, you know, I see this, don't put a timeline to what they're seeing. Because just because something didn't manifest within 6 months to a year,
mm-hmm.
that may come down the road. So people sometimes are very impatient. They want it now.
Right.
Okay, I get that. But that's not the way that works either. Because universe, there's no timelines on the other side. It's going to happen when you are free to accept it.
Mm.
If you are constantly going to have anxiety over it, wondering about it, guess what? Universe is saying, guess what? Kyle's not ready. We're going to take a step back. No, we're not punishing Kyle. He's just not ready, because he's not letting us do our job.
Right.
So the whole thing is, too, have a certain belief in yourself to what your ability is in the direction that you're going. Okay?
That's real.
Don't taint it. And I tell this to people all the time. The more you sit there and you're tainting it, like that girl that called, and she was worrying.
Brittany,
okay. Don't overthink it. You're complicating your own life without you even knowing it. But see, nobody's doing this on purpose. So I do want to give everybody a break here. It's a very subconscious action that's what's
happening.
Human nature. It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is.
How do you feel, Leon?
I'm kind of like with Cal. I'm not all the way in the same place. I'm probably leaning 60 towards it now, but I would really have to sit with her and let her read me before to be fully vetted. I don't think, you know, because I still do feel that there's some general things that can be said that covers people's lives, everyday lives. Hmm. But I would have to literally sit and ask questions and be given answers for me to fully be all in. But right now, I can't say I'm off the 60-40 the other way. It might be the 60. But it's the person, too.
Thank you.
So I think it's the person, too.
Thank you.
It's the person, too.
But you know what? Seriously, I am very real. You know, like we had said earlier, you know, when people watch medium shows, is it edited? You betcha it is.
I'm looking. There's your grandfather. There's your grandfather. He's standing in some overalls. Everybody's granddaddy wore overalls.
Well, right?
He's working in the yard.
Let me just say something really quick. I had a lady that came in, and she wanted to make contact with a loved one. And right away, I saw, I wasn't sure who it was, but I said, I don't know if he's your husband, because he doesn't appear like your father or grandfather. He wasn't that old. But I don't know if he's your husband yet, because he's just coming through. She goes, I did lose a husband. I said, okay. Now he's telling me that he was so scared to pass, because what happened to him happened like literally something overnight. Like it came out of the blue. It wasn't something that he was ailing sick. And I said, he just wants you to know he's not scared anymore. But he was really scared. Well, she started to cry, and then she played back a recording that he recorded to her how scared he was to pass.
Mm.
I says, wow. I mean, I was taken back by that. Yeah. I wanted to cry with her. And she said, that is exactly what he was afraid of, but he made a recording and she played it for me.
That's crazy.
So, you know, it's one thing to say, I see a dead grandfather with overalls, but to sit there and actually say that specific message.
Yeah, that's real.
You know, people say, well, do you know what you're going to say? I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to come in. So it's as much as a surprise to me as it is to my clients.
Okay, so we got to go. But listen, if you want to get in contact with Susan, your website is SusanRoland.com. SusanRoland.com. And the phone number is 630-214-9697. So that's 630-214-9697. And her website is Susan Rowland, R-O-W-L-E-N, if you want to have a reading on your own where she could talk to you directly, 30 minutes or even more.
And I also have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
You know what? Take a look, because there's a lot of things on the YouTube channel, and you'll really get to know.
And you kind of have like that psychic hairstyle. They all got psychic hairstyles, always kind of like spiked up a little bit.
Yeah, I do. I don't like real flat hair.
Is there something with that? I know we got to go.
We got to go. Susan, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good people.
Good people. Keep it moving. We're getting ready for Sean Mack in the mix coming up. Sean Mack, right now it's Kyle. Kyle's joining the day. Kanye West, All Falls Down.